Prato.
Thank you for holding. Is this Simon?
This is Simon.
Hi, Simon. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hear little ones in the background.
I'm just picking them up from school.
Oh, I love that. I'm a dad of two little ones myself, so it's my highest calling. It's a lot of work, though.
Tremendous amount. We've got twins that are 5, and my oldest is 7.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm sleep deprived. I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. My youngest just turned 3 this weekend.
I don't miss the sleep deprivation at all.
Yeah, it doesn't help. And then I also been getting up at 6 o'clock every day for the last 10 years already beforehand, so just to combat it. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
We've had a lot of people kind of reach out to us about this. Nobody that's been local. So that is one thing that is kind of attractive about this is at least we have somebody local. I assume you guys are local coming from the 614 area code.
Well, actually, we do this all over the country, though. And we have various locations. We don't just have one location, so we're all over.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But the major benefit to you, and I don't know if it's just them being local that held you back, but the major benefit to you is that we have a spot available in the concrete category for Google Places. Google Places are those three guys that show up next to the map. If you just hopped on Google and typed in concrete contractor, they're the top guys. And so when we have a spot open, when a spot opens up, we get a list of guys that are considered qualified candidates. And then my reps like Tara that you were talking to, they just call down that list until we fill the spot. So that's our role as a Google partner, is we fill Google Places listings and host them too to make sure they're working. That way Google has a chance to retain you every month as a client, right?
Now, what would be the difference with me just contacting Google themselves and paying them directly versus going through you guys?
Well, Google Places, you can't call Google and do that directly. They're gonna outsource it and refer you to a Google partner like ourselves. That's why they have the Google Partner program. You can do Google Ads on your own. That campaign are the ones that say sponsored at the top of the screen. Those are pay-per-click. And so the difference is that you'd host it yourself. You wouldn't have a professional hosting it for you, trying to make sure it works so they get paid to it each month. You'd be on your own with that. And then so you have to host it. You got to put time into it. You might end up spending a lot more on clicks than are necessary, or spending on clicks that aren't relevant to your exact services that you're providing. So you want it customized and you want to manage it, you know, and that takes work. So, you know, you either have to hire somebody in-house or do it yourself. But, you know, obviously most business owners at some point with those campaigns, they almost always end up outsourcing them to a Google partner too. Once they start them up themselves, they get to a point where they realize it's taking up too much time and costing them too much money, and it'd just be better to have a professional that knows what they're doing on it. And you guys focus on the customer, doing what you do best, right? So, but this Google Places placement is beautiful. You don't have to pay per click or call or lead. You're up there all the time, you know. And I mention that because when you do the search on Google, just underneath the Google Places guys, there is a Home Advisor by Angie's listing, and I saw that you are using that. So those guys do get a lot of their leads from Google advertising, but they charge you per lead, right? And so
Correct.
they market themselves on Google. They get a lead from Google. They sell it to you. Maybe they get it from Google for $10 in the grand scheme of things. They sell it to you for $20. Now it's going to go to you and 3 or 4 other guys. Now their $10 turn into $100, right? And one of you gets the job. The rest of you get a short end of the stick, pay a lead fee for nothing. So with this, we'd be cutting out your middleman in that situation that you're in. And we just let your customers call you right off of page one. You know, no lead fees, no surprises, no leads going to multiple people. It's organic. People would literally just be able to call you live right off that first page.
Okay.
Okay. And so my clients tend to like that a lot more. It's a lot nicer when you just actually have a real person and not just a phone number and a debit charge and a good luck. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with this, we do everything month to month, especially when we're starting a new account. We want to get to know you. We don't want to lock in anything long term. So we go month to month. As far as pricing, they normally charge $499 for the concrete contractors in this service area. That'll cover up to a 40-mile radius. But that package also includes a website. And there's a credit that I can apply. Your business is new, right?
It's new in the sense for online presence.
Online? We're basically starting from scratch online, though. You don't have a verified Google business profile or anything. So you do?
Yes.
Okay, let me find it. Hold on, let me see here. It's weird. Usually my rep will send it over with the account. Put detail concrete, see if it'll come up. I'm not seeing it. Is it in Sunbury? Did you have the pin set there?
It might be in Catasqua. That might be.
Okay. Oh, okay, I found it. Here it is. You have two Google reviews?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so the verification isn't completed on this one, though. There's no badge and check mark?
That's funny. I have it over on my...
You see it?
Yeah, I mean, when you Google My Business,
mm-hmm.
It'll pop up, and then it does say verified.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it because it sounds like you've done it. So you sent all these pictures in too, right? There's a lot of pictures on job sites.
I sent the pictures in. I sent a video in through Google to get verified.
Hold on. Let me just look up your number on the back end of our system. Maybe it'll show the verification form. Because if you have that, I'll be able to drop the pricing down to just $299. Then you got to just add us as manager. We won't have to go through doing the verification process for you if you've already done that.
Yeah, that's already all been done.
Okay. So if you're already PIN verified and you've already done the full verification, then all you'll have to do is add us as manager to the Google business profile, and then we can go in and move it up through the optimization. So I can get the pricing down to $299. Also, if we keep the same website and don't got to build you a new site, I'd lock you in at that $299 pricing structure. So that'll never go up or change on you.
Now, she mentioned a legacy rate.
Mm-hmm. That was the legacy credit is going to get you less of a discount than what I just did for already being verified. And then I put a new in business credit in there because you're technically new online. So the new in business credit actually saves you more money, and already being PIN verified and having your own site is going to save you more money than doing that legacy credit she requested.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll actually save you about $50 more each month.
If we're not seeing the results, what kind of results are you guys going to guarantee on our end?
Yeah, so Google doesn't want us to guarantee you clients from the first page placement because we put you up there as a top recommended option. So our service are based on just having you rank as the top option for people who are searching for what you do. I can tell you things like within the 40-mile radius that they have here around zip code, the 43074, they're saying there was 1,812 searches in the concrete category in the last 30 days. But I can't say things like, you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, you know?
Yeah.
That's just not realistic, you know? Even if you're a poor salesperson and you only get like 1% of what's out there, though, I anticipate you doing very well. Google advertising's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years. And even the guy that's supposed to be supplying your leads right now is utilizing Google advertising to get those leads, and they're upselling them to you, you know? So,
okay.
I can't tell you you're going to get 20 jobs or you're going to get 10 jobs, because Google doesn't want us to tell you something like that, and you sign up on the pretense, and then, you know, you get 40 or you get 8, you know? And then we end up losing you based on lying, basically, or gaining you based on lying. So we don't want either of those. Anybody that guarantees you anything is lying to you. You know, even with those lead guys, they might get you a lead, but that doesn't guarantee the lead's going to turn into work. So I won't lie to you to sell
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's something that we would definitely like to entertain. I don't know. Right now I'm driving back home. So
okay.
I'm not going to be able to do anything until later on this evening. But
Well, you don't need to do anything crazy to sign up with me right now. I could do this all with you over the phone. But I want to schedule a client interview with you, and that's where I will need like your undivided attention. I know you got the kids and everything, but we could schedule that for a set time tomorrow.
Let's do that.
Okay. Let me go ahead and create the account for you. What's your last name, Simon?
Bonerico, and that is Bonerigo.
Okay, Bonerigo, Bonerigo?
Correct.
Okay, and then what's your business email address? I'm going to document everything and send it all to you in writing.
detailconcrete614@gmail.com.
Okay, and is this phone number that we're on, I mean, it's already on the Google Business profile, but I just want to verify, is this the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and you don't want to make any changes to the site, right? You're comfortable with the site as is?
We're going to make changes with it, but we can do that.
Okay, one change that I will tell you that I'm going to need you to make right out of the gate is the address at the bottom of it.
And what is that?
So that's the address that you received your PIN verification letter?
So Google had us verify it one of two ways. I had it verified, they were going to send the PIN through them, and then I could also do the video. So
yeah.
We opted to do like the 60 or 90 second video, and send
okay.
that to them, and that's how it was verified.
Okay. So you never registered an address?
I sent the address and all of that in. It should be on Mill Street in Pataskala.
Okay. That's what I have here. So it's 11614 Mill Street Ave, and then it's Pataskala, Ohio, 43062.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we're going to use. I don't want to have to go through that process again. And then you can receive mail there, though, if need be.
Can I have a different address to which it's forwarded to?
I would want it to.
Or is that going to be too complicated?
Yeah, I'll just put on there, because you don't want to confuse it. You want the same business name, address, and phone number to match up. It's AI that reads this for the ads. It's not
okay.
somebody manually reading these ads. So if it has a separate address, it just kind of red flags the system, like, hey, what is this? We have to be able to verify this before we're recommending it to people in the public. So the machine's just kind of dumb. If I put another address in there, it's just going to set it off,
no
set
problem.
It all haywire. So I'm going to leave it how it is, and then I'm going to hide the street address online, though, so that way people aren't getting that Pataskala address that you have here.
That's fine.
Okay. That seems like the best route of action. I had also a Sunbury address in here.
Yes. So that is my address.
Mm-hmm. But we won't send anything there. You're already PIN verified, actually, so I'm just going to remove that portion of it. It's just they tell us to ask that. And, like, they're going to send you the Google verification form, too. It's an automation, though, so don't panic when you see that text come through.
Okay.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
I believe I have it 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 8 to 4 on Saturday.
I have Saturday 9 to 5. 7 to 7 Monday through Friday. Okay, and then Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay, I got you. All right, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash, check, we do not do card.
No card, okay. All right, so I have the business profile set up. At least from our end, we're just going to resubmit it, and then we're going to send them the hyperlink for the current one you have, so that way we don't lose any reviews or anything. And then for this client interview tomorrow, I'll secure the position with you now, but the client interview I'll schedule for tomorrow. Now, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes to get you through it, but I ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's going to be the best time?
Let's go 3 to 4.
3 to 4, okay. Eastern Standard. Shoot. Okay. So I actually have a 4 to 5, or I have a 2 to 3. Or actually, I don't even have 2 to 3. I have a 4 to 5, and then I have like, if you want to do earlier, I could do 1 to 2.
Do you have availability on Thursday?
Yeah, I could also do the afternoons like tomorrow. Like I have a few slots in the afternoon, like 5 to 6, 6 to 7. I know you got the kids, it sounds like.
So I've got the kids. This is me working for this company. Although mm-hmm. I do put in full-time hours, this is not my full-time job.
Gotcha.
My full-time job, I work for Columbus Fire Department. So
oh, wow.
Although I could say I could probably work or probably take that call, the area that I work in is very busy.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so I could set it tentatively. And so like, I'll send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then we'll text you 1 hour before as well as like a heads up. And then if you can't make it, you know, just communicate. I'll also send you my direct number and extension too. If you can't make it, then we could try to push it for Thursday. But let's try to get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah, like I said, if tomorrow doesn't work, I'm not going to be at work on Thursday or Friday. And
okay.
By that, I mean I'm not working at the fire department, so I'm able to take phone calls like this and not be interrupted with calls.
Okay. I'm just not a fan of wasting a day, but you know what? Let's just schedule it for Thursday.
Okay. That's fine.
And then I'll push the billing a day, so that way it won't renew until June 1st. That way it'll be like your start date is technically tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. What's the best time on Thursday?
Honestly, I'm usually available after 10 o'clock, and then...
Want to go 10 to 11? Knock it out first thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to send you this calendar invitation, and then I'm going to set up the automated text message reminder at 9. And then the last thing we got to do here is just secure that first month's payment. How did you want to do that?
We will be paying with a Visa. I don't have anything in front of me right now. Like I said, I'm driving down the road.
Gotcha. Okay. Securing the listing is how we take it off the board, so that way these guys don't dial out and offer it to another concrete company. I don't want you to drive unsafe with the kids there, but if there's a way we can get this locked out, this is the last part of it, and then we're good to go until Thursday morning.
You can either call me back in half hour, 45 minutes when I get home, or if you got to keep on calling down the list, I understand.
Nah, get out of here. I already set all this up. You know I'm not going to do that. All right, I'm going to put it on a
hold.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on a hold. I sent you my number. You have my direct number and extension there. I'll take it off the board so that way they don't call out on it in the meantime, and then I'll circle back with you at the top of the hour when you're somewhere safe.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, Simon. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.